in there by any chance? Yes.
Instruction.
Hey, how you doing? Is Julio available?
No, he went out for a meeting.
Okay, are you expecting him back at all today, or is he pretty much in and out?
I think he's going to be back around 3 or 4, probably.
3 or 4? Okay. Since he's not available, is there, maybe you can lead me in the right direction, is there anybody that maybe helps him with the financial decisions of the company, like a controller or maybe an office manager or anything like that?
Let me transfer to the office manager.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Stella Finn.
Okay.
Yeah, just a CFO office manager. I just need to speak with someone about some equipment. Oh no, yeah. I'm actually calling based on previous lending from SunTrust Equipment Financing. We actually sent out an offer about 2 weeks ago for some equipment and working capital. If no one's available, is there a email for Tim by any chance?
Hello.
Hi, who is this? I'm sorry.
My name's Stella, and who are you with?
Hi, Stella. My name is Steve. I'm actually calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Bank of who?
Cardiff. I know it sounds funny over the phone. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank. Like Cardiff, Wales, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time here, Stella. I was actually just trying to follow up with you on something. I sent out an offer to your business about like 2.5 weeks ago, just seeing if you guys had seen that. It's actually just in reference to some prior financing that you guys did with Wells Fargo. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Nope.
All right. Well, it looks like a couple of years. It was a while back. Anyways, it's off of your strong borrowing history. Anyways, the offer was just for some equipment or some capital, just seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, if there's really any time of the year you guys look to do that kind of thing.
Okay.
I think you guys are actually pre-approved for $250,000, so just seeing how you guys are doing and see if there's anything I can help you with.
Well, you can't help me because I don't have any authority to put in for any kind of loans around here. That would be strictly Mr. Pessoa.
Okay. Yeah, I had talked to him about 6 months ago. We were briefly talking about it. He said just give him a call back in 6 months. And since he wasn't available right now, I guess they transferred me over to you because they said that you were part of the financial decision maker. So.
No.
Okay. Does he maybe?
You were misinformed.
Okay. No worries. That's all right. How has business been for you guys? Pretty good.
Oh yeah, things are jumping.
Well, that's good. You guys staying busy for the whole season, or are you guys seasonal?
Pretty much in the winter, sometimes we do snow removal and de-icing, things like that.
That's a good business to get into, especially when way up in Maryland.
Oh, well, we got State Highway we deal with, and VDOT, and a few counties in the area.
Oh, wow, you guys do stuff in Vermont, too, as well, huh?
No.
But you said VDOT.
Well,
oh,
Virginia.
In Virginia, sorry. Yeah, okay. I gotcha. Right on. Okay. Is it busier in the wintertime, or do you think it's more in the summer?
Mostly summertime.
Right on. Okay.
Spring, summer.
Yeah.
Winter's not too bad until we get the frozen, you know, ice and snow, and then we have to do, you know, snow and ice removal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jobs we can't work on when, you know, the ground's too froze.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you mean. Do you guys ever pour in the winter? The concrete, or no?
Oh, yeah, as long as the temperature's at a certain degrees.
Yeah.
Once it gets real cold, now we can't pour concrete.
I gotcha. Do you guys use salt out there, or do you guys use the mag chloride?
We use whatever the state instructs us to use.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I think, because the only reason I asked that is because actually the vision I work in, actually, I work with a lot of construction companies, concrete companies, and, you know, a lot of them do actually do the snow removal, and some of them do the mag chloride, and that just kills the environment. I've seen it. Excuse me. Yeah, okay.
No, everything we use has to be approved by the state.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You guys, how are sales this year? You guys up or down from last year, do you think?
I really couldn't say. Actually, the accounts payable and receivable girl is on vacation till probably next week.
Oh, okay. Right on. How long has the business been around? I was just curious.
Oh, my God, 30-some years.
Oh, wow. How long have you been there?
Since 1998.
So just a little bit. A little bit of time. That's nice.
Oh, well, that's why I get all the calls, because I'm the one that's been here the longest.
Hey, that's good, though. That means you know what you're doing. See? All right. Well, just out of curiosity, do you know if there's any time of the year that Julio might do some financing, or what bank they might use or anything like that? Or
no, I really don't.
No. That's okay.
You'd have to speak directly with him, and he's not in the office right now.
Yeah.
He comes in early in the morning, and then if he has meetings, then we never know when he's going to be back in.
Yeah, I gotcha. Does he have an email or anything like that? I could shoot him a quick note, or do you have an email or anything?
You can send him an email, Julio, J-U-L-I-O, at P-E-S-S-O-A, C-O-N as in Nancy, .com.
Okay, so it's Julio at P-E-S-S-O-A-C-O-N.com?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And it's pronounced Julio.
Oh, sorry, Julio, okay.
Yeah, he's from Portugal.
Oh, that's my, actually, you know, what's funny about that is my girlfriend's from Portugal, so. Right on. Okay. Right on. Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate your time, Stella. I'll send them that email. And if you just want to, do you want to take down my information at all and let them know I called?
No.
That's okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Stella.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Like I said,